This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When personal computers ruled, so did Intel, the company that made the brains on a silicon chip that did the computing. But this tablets and smartphone decade has been a challenge for Intel, so it's notable when Reuters is reporting that Samsung has chosen the Silicon Valley company for one of its popular tablet devices. Marketplace's Quina Kim has been looking into this. Hello, Quina.
Hi, David.
So Intel is still a heavyweight in the microprocessor business. So why is this Samsung deal a key development?
Well, it is and it isn't. By one estimate, Intel chips are in about 85% of our desktops and laptops. But as you know, sales for PCs have been declining. In fact, in 2012, it was the first time sales for PCs slipped in 10 years. And mobile devices have been on the rise. And Intel famously passed up on the chance to make a chip for the first iPhones. And it's been trying to play catch up ever since.
So who then were the winners?
Well, the thing about chips for mobile is that until recently, it's not about power like PCs, but about extending battery life and chips that can multitask. And in this area, Qualcomm, ARM, and Samsung have been on the rise. But I spoke to Anand Srinivasan. He's an analyst at Bloomberg Industries, and he says this is the break Intel's been waiting for.
This is great product validation that they can produce a product for a significant customer in a very dramatic growing space.
But Srinivasan says it remains to be seen whether Samsung will adopt Intel across the board. And until they give it that green light, we won't really know if this is a success.
Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter, Quina Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.